Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's also the 5th day of July, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's warmed up. It's summer. I prefer a day or two. Who knows? At any rate, let's see what we're going to talk about first here. James Comey, the communist commie interview. More gun control for the peasants. And boy, you can tell that elitist would like it. We're going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, James Comey interview, more gun control for the peasants, and here's a guy that should be, well, in prison. If not executed for treason, I mean, blatant in your face. I mean, just like he laid it out for Hillary Clinton, he could lay it out for himself. For criminals, they're all criminals. But of course, this criminal elite would want to get rid of them guns. I wonder why. This is from Shit Hit the Fan Plan. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And these guys, I mean, I'm reading through this. Come on, you guys. Shit hit the fan plan. I mean, do you even proofread one time? During a recent interview, FBI Director James Comey called for more gun control against the peasants. I don't know if that's his quote, but not for the ruling class he was part of for so long. He's still what he means for was. Comey also said the NRA propagates. I mean, this is propaganda. The NRA ain't shit. The NRA is a part of the production. Propagates lies in order to keep Americans armed against their rulers. Oh, yeah, for and by the people, for damn sure. Surely there are things we can agree upon that relate to who's able to buy a weapon, what kind of weapon, at what age, what the capabilities of the weapon are, and how many rounds does it hold, and things like that that in no way threaten the rights under the U.S. Constitution of people to keep and bear arms. And just these little infringements, we're the ruling class. I mean, we're you, and so we can infringe all over your rights as long as ours are intact. I guess that America's in good shape. Comey said during an interview with the UK's News, I guess UK's iNews, I guess it is, except based on the very working of the Second Amendment, all gun laws are unconstitutional. Of course, there cannot be a constitutional gun law. I'm going to let you, I mean, forget the Constitution. I mean, it's actually getting in the way. We need to throw that old worn out breached contract aside. What it does is it violates the Bill of Rights. Of course, the ruling class doesn't care what they do to those underneath them. Boy, don't we know it now. I mean, they're calling themselves the ruling class. That's another thing they've revealed to us. iNews quoted Commie indicating he is not at all out of ban on private. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what it says. He is not for an all-out ban, okay, on private guns is what it says. This is why it's difficult to read. You didn't see that second on there, huh, in your proofread. Private gun ownership, but he does support making some rather strict changes to the current law. Well, he would. I mean, it's talking about my right, not yours, right? Commie bitch. Why don't you suit up and come on out and do the deed? Current law, including an increase in the legal age for gun purchases. Wow. Really? Is that what you say, Massa? iNews quoted Commie indicating he is not for an all-out ban, huh? Just you know, we're going to make some adjustments here on your right. According to The Hill, Commie also harshly criticized the NRA. This is when this is just controlled opposition going at each other to act like there's somebody for and against instead of the fact that the elite, the aristocrats in this country want the peasants disarmed as standing in the way of securing these controls, saying, one of the worst things that goes on in the United States is the current voice of the National Rifle, and I'm sure the National Rifle Association paid to have this adverse, that the National Rifle Association takes your money and screws you. I mean, they're the ones that, I mean, they were supported the last assault weapons ban, you know, with the AR-15s, what might have you. Remember back that in 95? That was the NRA backed that, and they're going to back the next one, too. Don't you worry about it. But this is to make it look like, NRA, boy, they're against this guy. No, they ain't. They all shit through the same hole. Rifle Association, because it sells fear in the wake of incident. I mean, you talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You make a false flag. You're not selling fear. I mean, when you, but of course, they're going to bring it up here. We got to do it. He specifically mentioned the NRA's opposition to the gun controls, which were pushed in the wake of the December 14, 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary School. I mean, shit hit the fan plan. Who are you guys? You wrote this? Really? Really? I guess that gives an indication that you're willing to play both ends against the middle. Maybe Facebook or YouTube will let you further into the system and you can make some money at this. Sandy Hook Elementary, I mean, proven, absolute false flag. And if there wasn't an association out there that were for people's gun rights, they would have spent $1 million to go and prove that and, you know, bring this out into the open, television ads across the country pointing out the lie of Sandy Hook. And I mean, just what all it would take is one incident like that just to go and just shove it down their throat that, and make them admit that, that was a false flag. It never freaking happened. And you're out here, why did you do that? I guess the agenda would be pretty clear then, wouldn't it? And the NRA wouldn't want that. You need them to fight for those guns as they're giving them away. Sells fear, ? Unlike the government, who literally sells fear on gun rights to the left and then demands Americans simply disarm to be at the whims of those who claim to be right to claim the right to rule over them. The irony of that could cure the world's anemia. Okay. While the visit to a local gun shop by an FBI, a counterterrorism agent, is no surprise. It should serve as a stark reminder that the United States government is vastly concerned about a well-armed populace. I would say they are, and a truer statement never was spoken. And the people, you know, that right now the propaganda pushes out there, you know, oh, no, this is a civil war thing and all this shit. No, you got your two sets of agents out there putting on their production, and we're supposed to fall in line behind one of them and start shooting each other, and it ain't going to happen. Gun rights have been gradually eroded in the United States for decades. This was from the activist post, I guess. I guess it's relevant. Commie added, I own guns, and yet I hope all. And see, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to read this, what it says. Commie added, quote, I own guns, period. And yet I hope all thoughtful gun owners recognize that on the one hand, it's a right guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, but like all rights in the Constitution, this is the good part. Don't miss this now. But like all rights in the Constitution, it's appropriately subject to reasonable regulation and restriction. That's what unalienable means, don't you know? See, we've redefined that word, unalienable, to mean that it's subject to reasonable regulation and restriction. Those chains that bind, we can remove them if we have to, you know, for our purposes. That statement alone, man, I'm telling you, treason. Isn't that treason? Commie, a government agent, owns guns. That's not a big surprise. But notice he didn't say he would be willing to give up any of his guns or restrict himself or the militarized police. Following the law is for those who are deemed less worthy of self-defense, especially against the government, which is seeking to expand their power over everyone else. What the government, James Commie, included, hope. This is what it says. I'm just going to read it. I'm not retarded. Hope people never figure out is that, I think it should be an and there, and hope people never figure out is that everyone has the natural and God-given right to defend themselves against aggression. The Constitution doesn't grant anyone rights. It merely lists them as a way to keep the government from abusing those people who claim the right to rule over, I guess. Again, man, spell check, guys. The Constitution doesn't grant anyone rights, and it's not merely a list. It is a system. It is a system of law. We've discussed it many times, and it all comes together, and it all makes perfect sense to any second grader. All righty. Police state define man facing jail time for overdue $5 movie rental. This is from Free Thought Project, sent in by number one New World Order here. And this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. I mean, this, the international corporate mafia corporations have taken over the highest seats of government in the United States. And their enforcers will be out there making sure that none of us peasants gets away with a nickel that we shouldn't or holds any property of the elite without. I mean, this is a civil matter at the most. I mean, a $5 rental, you rent anything. You don't return it. I mean, they could come and make you return it. I mean, I guess the police could. Go ahead.
I guess I should return that Red Dot there I rented at the Walmart.
I think it might be a good idea, brother. Don't want a SWAT team on you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, a man who never returned the copy of the movie Ted. He rented for $5 from a local store in 2014, was contacted by police and threatened with jail time. This is what they would like to have back. They'd love those debtors' prisons like they had in the colonies. You know, they take all your property and leave you flat ass, your wife and children starving to death and put you in a debtor's prison so you could do slave labor for them. I mean, this is one of the things that was never supposed to be in this country, people. You can't be free under such a system. Contact threatened with jail if he did not pay the hefty fine that has accumulated over the last 4 years. And this is another example of the joinder. Well, the corporate state for all intents and purposes, but, the idea of the self-governance under the Bill of Rights was that, I mean, to think that the state would ever be involved in it, that's why it was, it had to be the proper parties. It had to be two American nationals, one filing against the other and counter-filing. It was never supposed to be one. I mean, do you think the founders intended for one man to go up against a monster state that had the resources of the whole country to come down on one person? Do you think that's what they meant by self-governance? Lonnie Perry said he vaguely remembers renting the movie, watching it, and then forgetting to return it. But he became homeless around that time. This is the people you want to go after, too. The weakest that you can separate from the herd. Go in and just destroy them, enslave them, kill them. And he believes the DVD copy of Ted was just another one of the possessions he packed into a box when he moved into a neighboring town. The local store insisted that it tried to reach out to Perry multiple times, but when they could not contact him, they turned the case over to the Rogers County District Attorney, and that is, these people aren't even supposed to exist, but this is how a corporate state comes down on the goddamn plebs, the coolies, the peasant people. County District Attorney, an office that cannot exist in the common law, people. That tells you as soon as you see District Attorney, you're not in common law. Office enlisted the DVD as stolen property that must be returned. You got $20 video here. It's a lot of stolen property. I mean, probably people getting murdered and shit at the same time they're out, but they're going after this because this is about mammon, okay? The local news apparently had no trouble finding the man. And in an interview with ABC 8 in Tulsa, Perry said he was shocked when he received a letter from the district attorney notifying him that he could face jail time if he did not pay the $218.07 fee for the movie rental. When they first started letting them rent these movies out and shit like that, it was, you know, the most they could ever charge is what the goddamn movie would cost. Let's get real. And, you know, but that's, we set up the system here. We don't need no common law because we got this fair system here. We don't have to take nobody to court. You know, they, in the real world, in our world that we're supposed to have, they would have to take this guy to court and you know, they might give him a little more money, you know, for lost revenues, which they end up getting here anyway. This is the great part. The fact that is even more incredible is that out of the money Perry owes, the movie store will only receive a small portion, $19 for the movie, which is what it costs, and $25 for lost profits. See, they've put some little legislative codes in place here, you see, to circumvent your right to be in a common law court. The person would have to prove that you rented the movie. The person would have to prove that they tried to contact you and you didn't contact. But, you know, this would all go down and it would be a $25 judgment. Or maybe about $35 judgment. You know, which would, that's probably what would come out of it, because that's what's fair and that's what happened. You know, the guy, you should have took the movie back, but shit happens. It's a it's a $25 or $19 object, okay? It's not like you rented a limo and took off with it. While the DA will receive, the district attorney will receive $174 as part of the state statute that deals with unreturned movies. You see what I'm talking about here, people? This is the corporation coming in. This is a total removal of common law rights. This statute right here, this statute is a violation. It's a violation of the Ninth Article because it allows for a judgment against a person that they can be jailed for. No debtor's prison in this country.
These people have gone full retard, man. Full retard.
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you. Well, it doesn't matter anymore. There's no consequence. There's no law. This is what happens when you let it become to a state where there is no law. It goes topsy-turvy. I mean, these same people would talk about anarchy. Oh, you don't want anarchy. This is fucking anarchy, people. I got news for you. This is the definition of anarchy. The fact that is even more incredible. We did that. I just don't have the kind of money write-off. Guy's homeless. I get it. And I'll pay it. I'll do what I have to do. I just think it could have gone a different route. Well, yeah, by rights and by the laws of this country, it had to go a different way. Otherwise, you're operating under an admiralty administrative system that dismisses your rights. And though this is a little issue here, this is going on across this country at all levels. People are going years and years in prison using this same route, people. Perry said, I understand the video place having to do what they've got to do. There's another means of trying to get a hold of people without a warrant. And you can't get a warrant for something like a rented piece of property. That's why they add the $174 on to bring it up to the level to where you could issue a warrant. So the DA can make $174 for going out and collecting money for a private business. Dismissing the people's right to a common law trial on every issue. This is just a collect. I mean, well, Al Capone had his collectors, didn't he? In response to reports about the fines in jail, Tim Perry was facing over a $5 movie rental. A local handyman company, Jeff of All Trades, stepped in and paid all of the fines Perry owed. So they got their blood money and they sucked it out. But I mean, this is the problem. This right here should be enough to hang them. They have removed the Bill of Rights, people. It's gone. Okay. They do not recognize it as existing. They do not recognize you as an individual as having any rights. They will dictate to you how you fall into their system. They will get out a bar chart or a cross-reference chart and show you exactly where your justice lies.
And the movie that he rented sucked too.
Did it? I never watched that movie. I don't know. Oh, unfortunately, this is not the first time an incident like this has happened. No, this has been going on all over this country for years now. I've heard other stories about shit like this. And it's the movie rentals. You know, these people rent TVs. You know, you take on a hazard when you do that. And you can't just say, well, we're going to contract up here and under this statute that the state put together, and I'm going to run a business outside of the common law. And the people, the power of the state is going to be my collection agency. I mean, this guy doesn't even have to hire an attorney. This guy doesn't have to do anything to just call down the... But then you call down to the local DA's office. You've been ripped off for something. You even present affidavits of proof. And, it's up to them whether they take that to a grand jury or not, just like with Hillary Clinton. Around the time that Perry was renting his copy of Ted in 2014, a woman in Pickens County, South Carolina, was forced to spend the night in jail for failing to return the VHS copy of the movie Monster in Law that she rented in 2005. And I never watched that one either. But here, I mean, jailing? Isn't that debtors? All this is a debt, okay? This is a contractual agreement. You could recover your property, but you have to. It's a civil matter. This is not a criminal matter. It cannot be considered a criminal matter. It's a contractual exchange of goods, okay? The same treatment is also applied to library books. Oh, wow, man. And as the Free Thought Project has reported, a couple in Tecumseh, Michigan, was treated like criminals after their daughter rented a set of books from the local library and failed to turn them back in for 8 months. Uh-oh. God, now you've got a felony going here or something. I don't know what it is, but it ain't good. Library books, people. And you see, things like this, this is where they really get their little holds in. You know, this is where they plant the seed and then they entrench. I mean, it's little matters like this people will overlook, but man, to take this to a higher level. Take it up a notch or two to where maybe somebody doesn't pay their rent. Oh, we passed a statute last week that says we can jail you for not paying your rent. Well, the water pipe's been broken. Well, I don't care. The statutes, and this is where this is all, this is about total control by a ruling class over a subclass that's beneath them, period. Although the books were eventually returned and the couple paid hundreds of dollars in late fees in an attempt to solve the matter, they were forced to appear in court in 2016. You see, the state summoned the court that can't do it. It just can't do it. They're not supposed to be in our world. And if these son of a bitches want to run businesses in the Admiralty, they got to become state agencies, and it's not even a part of our world. I mean, they can't. They would have to come as people. The fellow who owned the business would have to, in his name, file a civil claim against the person that breached the contract between them. That's how I call the DA, and I send the cops with guns over there to get my. I mean, this is how it is. This is what a corporate takeover of a goddamn country looks like, people. Hundreds of dollars. Okay, where were we here? In 2016, where they were both charged with larceny. Larceny, people. You can get your shit stolen from you and they won't even take a frickin' report. But somebody, a late library book? That's larceny. Of rental equipment. See that this rental. See when they set up this rental industry across this country because nobody could afford to buy anything anymore. Well, they knew they were going to be dealing with poor people who had a hard time paying for things. So you're going to have a strong enforcement arm, like a district attorney and a goddamn cop force. And who pays for that? All them same people. This guy, when he goes out, if he ever finds him a job, this homeless fellow, he'll be paying for that. He'll be paying for that collection agency for that private business. And faced up to 93 days in jail and more than $500 in fines, all for a late library books, people. But like I said, this is setting precedents. That's all that they do this across the country. This is, and they call it case law. Well, case law, last week we committed to goddamn unbelievable infringements against Joe. So this week we're going to take, well, we did it here, so we're going to do it there. It's called case law. In yet another case, a mother in Victoria, Texas, was notified in 2017 that she was also facing time in jail for a late library books after she moved and did not receive any of the late notices from the library. She said she lost the books, but instead of simply facing a lost item fee of $21.75, the mother of four was informed that the fines have accumulated and she now owes $748. Sounds like a fucking racket to me. And she should spend time in jail if she does not pay the ransom. No, it's extortion. It ain't ransom. This is called extortion.
Here's the kicker. Didn't these people pay taxes for that library, those books?
You don't understand, Felice. You've been out of touch, brother. See, all it seems like it's like your water department, you know, like here in the town I live in. The people of this town paid to dig a well, okay? And for years, they paid to pipe the water through town and up the streets and down the streets and around the corner. They paid to have it, you know, hooked up to their houses. But it was all owned by the people of Chiloquin. Then one day, somebody just turned it over to a private contractor. And then now they raise the rates every week. I mean, we were never paid for that was our property. It was just handed over to a private contractor. You know, one of the fellows from down at the lodge. And now they have the powers to shut you off as a private corporation without due process of the law. They have, I mean, it's a corporate, it's what the corporations want. JD talked about it one time, a law they tried to pass back around the Roosevelt era around there somewhere, where the corporations could make laws. Well, the law never passed, but they took over the goddamn country. Now the corporations are making laws that just put you as a subservient beneath a goddamn corporation. The very thing that this country was never supposed to be. While individuals who rent movies from stores and books from libraries do so with the agreement that they will return the products or face late fees, the idea that they would be forced to spend time in jail and pay hundreds of dollars in fines raises serious questions about the purpose of the system. Sounds like extortion to me. Sounds like, I guess if you got out and read the racketeering laws, this would be a racket, people. This is what they wrote those racketeering laws to give them power to go after Al Capone outside of the common law. That's when the FBI got armed. And this is what the big federal grab of authority is all in the hell it was. And those racketeering laws, they only apply to, like within the government system. That's the only place they could apply. They were legislated by them. But then again, it's just like with Hillary Clinton. The only one that can do anything to them is them, and they won't do it because they're all criminals. It's really worth it to waste time, money, and resources searching for and prosecuting the mother who forgot to return her child's library book, or the homeless man who lost a $5 DVD rental, when there are violent crimes to be investigated. Violent crimes? High treason. I'll tell you, people, this was wonderful. This is a wonderful country we got here. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We won't go away, 'cause we're never afraid of it. It's mastery.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. God damn, we're way past the edge, people. I like this one here. Arizona mom 92 kills son over nursing home plans from the authorities, from the patch. Wow, you know, I can remember when my mom, after my dad died, my mom had to go and apply for his Social Security. I'd never been in an office like that before. And I come in there, and they got goddamn one-inch thick plexiglass. I mean, and the first place I saw combinations on the doors to get in back there where the employees were. And I got to thinking about it, and I said, yeah, goddamn it. You just don't, old people, I mean, what are you going to do? Give this lady life in prison, you know, 92 years old? When you get old like that, people are supposed to leave you the hell alone. And it also brings back that great equalizer, the gun. This, think about this 92-year-old woman. I mean, and, you know, she's, I've no doubt been, probably can't move around too good. And, you know, been put in the custody of her son, and now the son of a bitch is going to stick her in a death home. When a 72-year-old Fountain Hills man tried to put his 92-year-old mother in an assisted living home, she pulled out a pistol hidden in her robe and shot him to death. Authorities said now she's being charged with first-degree murder. That's a big one. You're only going to give her 6 months? After learning of her son... Go ahead.
Grandma's lives matter.
Boy, howdy. Oh, man. But how could you do that to your own mother, man? You know, I held my mom's hand when she died. I mean, I could would never want to do anything like that to somebody you loved. And no doubt, you know, he's got to we get back and spend all the money the old gal made over those years of working and the husband and all that shit. And we don't need her in the way. Of course, good luck to him getting that money, Huffley.
I bet she gets a jury, huh?
Oh, well, I don't know, man. I mean, geez, what do you do with a 92-year-old woman? I mean, do you know the care that, I mean, what you're talking here is assisted care. Man, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what a dilemma. After learning of her son's plans, Anna Mae Blessing hid a pair of handguns in her robe and confronted him in his bedroom at their home Monday. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office said in a release, the home is located near North La Montana Drive and East El Lago Boulevard. Blessing then pulled a gun on him and fired off multiple shots, striking him several times, authorities said. She then pointed the pistol or the gun at her son's girlfriend, and the two struggled over the weapon when it was dislodged from her hand. She's slow. She's old. She's slow. She couldn't get around to get that second shot off at the girlfriend, the sheriff's office said. Blessing pulled out the other gun and tried to point it at the girlfriend, who knocked it away. The girlfriend then contacted authorities, who eventually took Blessing into custody. I wonder if she got tased. From my understanding, she had thought about it for a few days because there was a dispute regarding her son wanting to put her in an assisted living home. Man, could you imagine putting your parent in somewhere they didn't want to go? I couldn't imagine saying, I mean, that's old people.
Henry.
Yeah?
I was trying to take care of my grandmother before she died, and she refused to take any pharmaceuticals. I was trying to make her, look, you know, you got to take this. She said, no. And then also, the last day, I turned on the air conditioner, and I think she would have shot me, too, for doing that. Turn that thing off.
I don't care how bitchy and mean they get, man. That's your parents or your grandparents, whichever the case may be. I've old people, man, it's, wow. I guess you realize it more the older you get. You know, when you start slowing down and you think about becoming so old that you can't defend yourself, you know. Go ahead.
Old people are dangerous.
Boy,
that's all I got to say. They are dangerous as all hell. And is anybody's getting old on here? Yeah, you people are dangerous.
Well, you know, it's a hell of a deal. You know, you think about it. If most people, they just try to, you know, keep their, not think about death or anything like that. As you're getting older, it's there, you know, it's coming at you. Yeah, but if you embrace it, you know, you could start looking at it like, well, what the hell are we really talking about here? 10 years in prison? You really want to screw with me, do you? Oh, man. Where were we? From my understanding, she had thought about it for a few days. Poor old lady. God, now, well, you know what? He'd already, you know, doomed her. What the hell? Dirty son of a bitch. Blessing reported, reportedly waited for deputies by taking a seat in a recliner and said something like, "You took my life, so I'm taking yours," court documents alleged. It is always concerning when domestic issues escalate to violence or tragic outcomes. Now, this is what this immoral society has evolved into. I mean, I don't care how grouchy or bitchy an old person would ever be. How could you ever? I mean, it's like hitting a child or you know, being mean to a child. It's just wrong on every level. Escalate to violence or tragic outcomes. Go ahead.
We should build a statue in her memory.
I agree 100%, man. Stood her ground, though, you know, even 92 years old. I missed it. She had a pistol or two tucked away just in case. I think I would, too. Pinzone said in a release, they often isolate and are neither predictable or preventable. Blessings is charged with murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and kidnapping. She ain't got enough time to do the time. Oh, man. This one here I ain't got to read yet.
Justifiable homicide.
I agree. I mean, they wouldn't want me on that jury. That's all I can say. Trump gave the giant Chinese cell phone maker a stay of execution. This is from The Hill. And of course he did. And you know, there's other articles out there today talking about China over there, teaming up with Iran, talking about us being the great Satan here. You know, the facts that we're the most dangerous people are the most dangerous country on the planet. Of course we are. Trump gave Chinese giant cell phone maker a stay of execution. In the ongoing saga between the United States and Chinese telecom giant ZTE, President Donald Trump has directed Secretary Wilbur Ross, you know, Rothschilds, and the U.S. Department of Commerce to grant a temporary 30-day reprieve for ZTE, enabling it to procure vital American parts and software so it may resume its operations. Well, he works for China, doesn't he? He's one of those communists. He has to be a communist. He's got his logos over there in China. He's got his businesses over there in China. Sometimes I think he cares more about China than he does me. In essence, this latest action is nothing less than a stay of execution. The 7-year export day. Is that like, a stay of execution, like when he stayed the execution of the Dreamers, you know, to get rid of the Dream Act, or what the hell was it? What did they call it? Oh, man, the one that, amnesty for the dirty bastards. The one that, you know, the executive orders, he's, you know, he was going to get rid of DACA day one. But then, oh, well, 6 months. We'll give you 6 months, you know, stay of execution, because you know who that son of a bitch really works for. The 7-year-old export ban exposed by the Commerce Department Security and Enforcement Bureau on April 18th plugged the company into crisis, resulting in the immediate shutdown of its assembly lines and curtailment of its operations. You know, nobody cared when all the businesses were shutting down in this country. You know, when they were being dismantled and taken over to China. Trump is an internationalist, and he's a one worlder. And everybody who thinks that this son of a bitch is anything less is a fool. This is about a one world order. You see it coming at you at every direction as they're talking out of one side of their mouth, saying we're going to stop it. They're pushing it out of the other side of their mouth. Go ahead.
He's a lifelong Democrat, if that makes any difference.
Well, it don't make no difference, but you can see the circles he ran in. I mean, the Clintons were his good buddies until they got, you know, it came to a crime family dispute over who was going to take over the high seats of power and become the newest dynasty in America. In its desire to comply with U.S. mandates, ZTE has taken a number of corrective actions. First, it has paid over $1.4 billion in fines and is in the process of depositing an additional $400 million in escrow as a compliance guarantee. I think these guys here were like stealing technology. ZTE has also replaced all of its board members and also hired an outside counsel to specifically address future compliance. Lastly, it has fired its CEO, CFO, CTO, BTO, and head of human resources. It was recently announced that Zhu Ziyang will assume the position as the company's new CEO. I'm supposed to know this name? They know there's no explanation who. Zhu Ziyang. With $17 billion in annual sales and a head count of over 80,000 employees, they can afford to buy old Trumpy up because he sells out cheap. The threat facing ZTE is by no means trivial. And what do we care? We should want to see every Chinese business go to hell like they'd seen our businesses go to hell, shouldn't we? I mean, we got to care, though, because it's this international economy we're a part of, don't you know? As one of China's two largest telecom equipment makers, ZTE has been heralded as one of the country's national champions that will lead China into its next phase of technology-driven growth, driven by the theft of our technology. And, I mean, goddamn, we should be for foreign industry making it, man, no matter what. Well, you know, he had the Taiwanese over here a week or so ago turning one of the American businesses over to that son of a bitch. I mean, it would sell out. I mean, it's all what it is, man. We come up here every day and we go through this and we go through it and through it and through it. And no curves, just straight road, straight to hell. And, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. The 17-year ban on ZTE curtails its ability to source vital parts and software from U.S. producers. See, in this whole thing, they haven't said why. I'm pretty sure they were stealing technology. U.S. producers amounting to a virtual death sentence against the company. Good. It's a Chinese company. They put enough death sentences on companies in this country. Well, no, they didn't. Just the people. Just our people got screwed. The companies got dismantled. It's just like what's going on right here. And, you know, today, you know, I've talked to people all around. And one person I know. They'd worked for a company for about 7 years, and a guy owned it, you know, a real good guy, treated him well. They upped his take from $3 million to $7 million a year in about 7 years, and he died. Well, his son took the business over, and boy, the big international companies come in, and he just sold that son of a bitch, and then they came and told the employees that they would need to go over I think it was to India, and start training the employees over there to come over here to take their jobs. Well, they all quit, of course, but this is what we're talking about, you know, the people in this country. F you. And you know what's going to happen here? Some Chinese are, well, not really going to be put out of work because they use slave labor, don't they? Why should we care? Why should any effort be put forth to save a Chinese business by anybody in this country after what China has done to us? China has participated in. Our own people did it to us. They're not our people. These goddamn foreign occupation did it to us.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
It's off topic, but if you ever watch RT, you know, Ed Schultz, it used to be MSNBC, he died 64 just today. So.
Oh, yeah? Ed Schultz. Yeah, I've heard the name. I can't place his face just right offhand. But I know who you're talking about.
He's the one that says, so you don't get railroaded. He has a commercial where he's walking down the railroad track. But
mm-hmm. Wow.
That's kind of sad. It's 64.
Yeah, well, you know, I've talked about this to people all the time. When we were young, they gave us shots to make sure we didn't make it to, you know, retirement age. The baby boomers, our generations, we paid in the most anybody ever paid in, and I see people around me all the time dropping in their 50s and 60s. Look at Spike. I mean, I was talking to a fellow the other day. I've known him for years and years. He stopped by, and he just had open-heart surgery. And, you know, he's 64. Today's his birthday, in fact. 64 years old, and shit, if he draws any of it, it ain't going to be much. But he sure as hell paid in a mountain of it. And, you know, all the they keep talking about this system being broke, you know, the Social Security system. But, you know, everybody I've known who died, you know, the people around me, my dad, my friend Bill, all these people that I knew, you know, close enough until I knew what they made. You know what I mean? Like Bill, he was always raising hell about the taxes and shit. And he'd have his paycheck stubs out. I know how much that man paid in Social Security. And what he got out was nothing. And what my dad paid in, he got nothing out compared to, I mean, not a drop in the bucket. And those were dollars back in the day when a dollar was worth something.
Well, what happened to all the money that they stole from all the people that died too early that never lived to collect it?
That's what
Where did that money go?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Even the people who collect it, you start collecting at 65. If you make it till 70, you've collected for 5 years, you know. 85, you collected for 10 years. But the thing here, or 75, you collected for 10 years. But the thing here is people aren't living that long. And that's what I'm talking about. Even my dad was drawing Social Security. And he drew it for maybe, I don't know, 6-8 years before he died. But when I have all of his paperwork, you know, and I know what he paid in. It was nothing to what he paid in, what he drew out of that. So, I mean, the shortages, I don't believe it for one second. Not to mention the reason it's broke is because Billy Clinton took the goddamn lockbox, opened her up, and balanced the budget with it. And put a bunch of IOUs in there, and then the people want their money. Oh, it's a big expenditure now because we have to pay you back what we borrowed from you. Well, you're not like the Chinese. Huh? Boy, I'm hearing something going on there. Somebody got a shop action going there. Anyway, back into the... Go ahead. I think somebody's wanting to talk or something there. I hear a lot of noise. The 30-day reprieve will allow U.S. companies to resume selling parts and software to ZTE, and it is assumed that ZTE will order a year's worth of parts as the sanctions on ZTE will resume after the 30-day reprieve. So they got a sanction on him for a year, so he just put a 30-day reprieve in there so they could buy everything they would buy in that year. They just got to cash up and get it, and really nothing happened to him here. Because I'll tell you what, old Donald Trump, he likes Chinese businesses. I mean, he's got his own, like I said, he's got his own logos, his own trademarks over there in China. And you have to be a communist to get those trademarks. I don't know, maybe he's not a communist. As the event unfolded, ZTE has experienced billions in losses and most recently lost $700 million bid to service Italy's Windtray networks due to fears surrounding ZTE's ability to fulfill. As a company on life support, ZTE is not out of the woods yet, so they're just payoffs. I'm sure, you know, they're not, maybe they're going to tell me in the story exactly what ZTE did. I'm pretty sure they were stealing our technology. So they ought to get a reprieve, man. Trump ought to step in and help them foreign bastards who wanted to destroy our country. They're coming in to buy it up. I'm sure there's backdoor deals that we'll never hear about until we're torturing people. Complicating matters is the impending defense appropriations amendment sponsored by Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, Chris Van Hollen, Democrat Michigan, Maryland, I'm sorry, Marco Rubio, Republican Florida, and Tom Cotton, Republican Arkansas. The Senate Defense Appropriations Amendment signals out ZTE for its misbehavior, citing ZTE as a long...
You wouldn't even have to torture them.
Oh, no.
Just waterboard Cheney, and you'd find out a lot.
Well, we could find a few trillion probably, huh? National security threat.
Waterboard's not torture.
No, it ain't. It's enhanced interrogation. Everybody knows that. Anyway, here we are. National security threat, proposing higher penalties and elevated trade sanctions against ZTE in conversations of President Trump's proposal to lift the bans imposed against the company. Now, why would he do that? He's supposed to be America first. American jobs, American companies. Why would he do this for this Chinese company that's competing directly with American companies? Ching ching. ZTE services as a case study.
He's supposed to be a 90% owner of that company.
He probably is. Is he really? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I remember seeing an article. Maybe it wasn't that cell phone, but some cell phone company in China. He's a big owner of it.
No kidding. I don't doubt. Maybe he probably does. You know, because he never let go of all of his businesses like they said they were going to do. Don Jr., of course. And you know, he's not talking to Don Jr. This is all on the up and up. I bet you that he probably does. And if it was revealed, you know, it'd be like, of course he does. And the Trumpites would go, well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. He's just one of us. ZTE serves as a case study of the challenges China faces as it seeks to enter its next phase of growth. Trump's going to make sure it happens because he's a bought off piece of shit. The much heralded China 2025 initiative stated by President Xi Jinping envisions a Chinese economy less driven by the manufacture of cheap exports, but one driven by the design, manufacture, and sale of products that are both innovative and high in technological content. Well, yeah, they're here. They're going to base it here in the United States. They have access. I mean, because they're an American company. Dong, ding, dong, American. Going to make America great again. Of course, they're going to have access to all the technology. It's going to come right here where it's always come from. Only our people aren't going to benefit from it. A handful of Chinese elitists are going to, okay? That's what this tells me. China wants to borrow a page from the Japanese playbook, noting Japan's economic transformation from once being a producer of low-end consumer products to scaling the heights of sophisticated, cutting-edge consumer and industrial products. And how did they do that? It all came right from us, from our people. If you look around this world, all the technology, the car manufacturer, it all came from us, people. It was all ours, and these son of a bitches sold us out.
Same thing after World War II. They propped up Russia and gave them all the technology.
Hell, they did it all during the war, toward the end of the war. Gave them goddamn plates to print currency on our backs. John went over it pretty clearly here for quite a while. But what we're talking about.
Major Racy Jordan.
There you go. The thing is, people, you know, what you're talking about here is it's internationalism. I mean, this was the sell they had to make because everybody's seen it. It's globalism coming here. It's this one world order coming to fucking make us slaves. Everybody. Go ahead.
Well, they sit there and try to put out propaganda that, you know, we're still a country. Meanwhile, we're just getting just slashed and raped. You know, we're still make America gay again.
That's it. Well, we heard it the other day. Make America great again. Dong, dong, dong. I put it up on the site. You guys had to see it. That's some guy who can't even look over the goddamn podium. He's up there, make America great. I got $1 billion I give from.
I like the one where it says, make Israel Palestine again.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Now you're talking some evil shit that's going to get you in trouble, Charlie. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. It wasn't very much of a news day today, but we did make it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I don't know. Keep your eyes shut because you don't want to see what's coming at you, and that is The Word from the Trenches.